This is Joshua Kuchera, and I'm in the village of Fatmai in Azerbaijan, and my left foot is in Asia, and my right foot is in Europe. It doesn't really feel like I'm on a continental boundary here. I'm standing in what's basically a dump of discarded construction materials on the side of a somewhat busy road. But there's also, next to me here, a border marker that the Azerbaijan Geographical Society put up 3 years ago, marking what they say is now the border between Europe and Asia. There's no consensus on where exactly the border between Europe and Asia goes. It's fairly universally accepted that the border goes from the Black Sea to the Caspian Sea, but most of the variations cross north of here and place Azerbaijan entirely in Asia. But this doesn't fit very well with Azerbaijan's sense of itself. They like to think of themselves as at least partly European. For example, they held the Eurovision Song Contest here in 2012. And so this new border that the Azerbaijanis have created would change that and place about 1/16 of their country inside Europe. The border between Europe and Asia has a long and really fascinating history. It was first defined by the ancient Greeks, and even then it was fairly arbitrary. For example, Herodotus wrote about the border, but said that he didn't even know why the continents divided this territory, which was really obviously one unitary landmass. And to the ancient Greeks, there really wasn't any meaning to Europe and Asia. They were just purely geographical terms. And, of course, today that's no longer the case. And when you say Europe, there's all sorts of cultural, political, geopolitical associations that come along with that. Even more so when you talk about the West, which traditionally people use interchangeably with Europe. So that includes things like civilization, enlightenment, democracy, individualism, materialism, and so on. And then Asia, or the East, has been associated with the opposite of all those things. And the thing that's really interesting to me is that these countries that lie along this artificial geographical border are exactly those where you have some of the most profound and serious debates about national identity and where do we fit? Are we European? Are we Western? Are we Eastern? You know, the best-known examples of these are Ataturk in Turkey and Peter the Great in Russia. And then, of course, there were various reactions and counter-reactions to their ideas, too. Most geographers will tell you that it's useless to try to define exactly where the border between Europe and Asia lies. They'll agree with Herodotus that it's an artificial distinction, and that if you want to think about continents, it makes much more sense to think about one continent, Eurasia, rather than trying to divide it into two parts, not least because it forces you to think of some pretty featureless places like the one I'm standing in as representing a continental divide. But geographers occasionally have made efforts to try to redefine the border, and it's usually been connected in one way or another with politics. It was under Peter the Great, for example, that Russian geographers fixed the eastern border of Europe at the Ural Mountains, and this was closely connected to his efforts to try to make Russia into a European country. Later in the Soviet Union, in the 1950s and 60s, geographers tried to again redefine the border. That effort also was politicized because then Russians didn't believe that Muslims were Europeans, and so they drew the border between Europe and Asia well north of Azerbaijan. But geographers from all of the Europe-Asia border countries try to determine among themselves the proper border between Europe and Asia, and then they can submit that proposal to the International Geographical Union. But as of now, the prospects for that are uncertain.